You're listening to a Kitchen Counter Podcast Quick Fix. Give me 5 minutes or less, and I'll give you the tools that you can put to work right away in your home kitchen toolkit. Hey, everybody. Roger here with the Kitchen Counter Podcast. So today is my last quick fix in this five-part mini-series of quick fixes about grilling. I've mentioned before, if you listen to the last couple of episodes, I think episodes 67 through 71, today being number 71, are the episodes that have to do with this quick fix grilling series. Go back to kitchencounterpodcast.com/71 to get today's show notes and recipe, or any of the other episode numbers to get the others. So this week I've talked about several different things. Again, I have stayed away from the kind of the main proteins or the main grilling dishes, and I've covered things like barbecue rubs, barbecue sauces, grilled corn, grilled peaches, and today I have one more side dish for you that I think a lot of people don't think about grilling, but actually makes a fantastic grilled dish, and that's grilled mushroom skewers. This is another one of those side dishes that's really easy to pull off and takes just a few minutes. Now, some special equipment you'll need, or if you can call it special equipment, would be barbecue skewers. I like to use metal skewers. I've made the investment. I've purchased metal skewers as opposed to wood skewers, because once you use a wood skewer, you basically have to toss it and you have to soak them ahead of time to make sure that they don't burn on the grill. You have to soak them in water for, you know, at least a half an hour, maybe an hour, to protect. Metal skewers, aside from just getting hot, you don't have to worry about any of that. They're easy to clean, they're durable, and you can use them over and over again. So I like to use metal skewers, but you can use wood if you'd like. So once again, kitchencounterpodcast.com/71 for the recipe, but here's how you make grilled mushroom skewers. So this recipe will make 4 to 6 skewers, depending on the, you know, the size and how tightly you pack your mushrooms. But you're going to want about 1 pound of cremini mushrooms, about 1/4 cup balsamic vinegar, 2 tablespoons olive oil, 1/2 teaspoon of dried basil, and some sea salt or kosher salt and some ground black pepper to taste. Now you want to preheat your grill to medium-high heat. So if you've already been grilling, it should be about ready to go. And then take a bowl, a fairly large bowl, and put the vinegar, the olive oil, and the basil together and whisk it until it's really well combined. It's almost like you're making a vinaigrette. You want to whisk it until the oil and the vinegar start to combine and almost emulsifies in a way. Then you're going to take your mushrooms and go ahead and place them on the skewers and just, you know, place them right up against each other all the way down the skewer. And then take a brush and really, you know, brush that oil and vinegar mixture all over those mushrooms pretty liberally. You could do a different way. You could actually put the mushrooms in the bowl and kind of toss them with the mixture. But I don't like my mushrooms to get overly, you know, soggy, so I like to keep them just kind of brushed on the skewers. Then I sprinkle them with a decent amount of salt and then take the skewers out to the grill and just pop them right on. Now you'll grill these for about 5 minutes before you turn them over and give them about another 5 minutes. And then at that point, they should be ready to go. Remove them from the grill. If you'd like a little black pepper, go ahead and pop it on there for some extra seasoning, and you've got a nice little mushroom side dish. Now, one more thing I will mention about these grilled mushroom skewers. If you like portobello mushrooms, those are kind of those larger mushrooms that almost look like a beef patty. And in fact, people use them oftentimes as a vegetarian burger patty. This preparation, minus the skewers, works well for portobello mushrooms. Just simply brush the mushrooms with your mixture and then grill them, again, about 5 minutes per side, and they're ready to go. Well, I hope you enjoyed that final grilling quick fix episode this week. Whatever your plans, I hope you find yourself together with friends or family, or at least taking in some of the festivities of the Independence Day weekend if you're in the United States. So thanks again for listening, and until next time, this is Roger with the Kitchen Counter Podcast. Happy cooking.